With Montana news, I'm Cole Grant. The Secretary of State's office says early voting is going smoothly in Montana's primary election. In addition to in-person voting, nearly 185,000 people had returned absentee ballots by early this afternoon. That's about 75% of the ballots that were issued. Voters can return absentee ballots to their county elections office or their polling places by 8 o'clock tonight. On the Democratic side, all eyes are on top of the ticket to see if Montanans want Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders as their preferred nominee for president. MTPR's Capitol reporter Corn Cates Carney talked to some voters leaving the polls today.
At the Lewis and Clark County Fairgrounds, Beverly Rankin just finished filling out her ballot. She's supporting Clinton, but she thinks Sanders has the support of Montana Democrats this primary.
I think Sanders will win Montana. Just from what I hear, the letters to the editor I've seen, I think Montana overall kind of leans right, and I think probably 30 years of beating up on the Clintons has an effect here.
Dayanara Villalta showed up to vote for Sanders because of his position on education, especially debt forgiveness.
I do like what Bernie Sanders has to say about everything. I'm a student at Carroll, so how much I'm going to have to pay back.
The Democratic nominee will face Donald Trump in the general election for president. Trump secured the Republican nomination in May. Primary election results will be available on the Montana Secretary of State website after 8 this evening. You can find a link to that information on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's primary election features contested races for president, state Supreme Court, public service commission, and a slate of legislative races. The presumptive nominees for governor also have primary opponents, but they're only token candidates running to allow Democrat Steve Bullock and Republican Greg Gianforte to raise and spend additional campaign funds. The election will also confirm the party nominations for candidates in unopposed races for U.S. House, Attorney General, Secretary of State, Superintendent of Education, and State Auditor. One outcome that could be decided tonight is which faction of the Republican Party will control Montana's legislature. Republicans currently hold majorities in the House and Senate, but there are about a dozen key matchups between conservatives and moderates that could foretell the next session's ideological bent. Glacier National Park saw a record of more than 178,000 visitors in May, an increase of more than 32% over last May. Park officials say visitation year-to-date so far is up more than 18% compared to last year at this time. Glacier Superintendent Jeff Mao says they expect record visitation this year as the National Park Service celebrates its centennial. Glacier tallied a record 2.36 million visitors last year, even though fires closed portions of Going to the Sun Road for nearly 2 weeks during peak season. People planning to visit Glacier during the peak months of July and August are advised to make reservations for lodging and activities and to use the free park shuttles that begin operating on July 1st. Visitors can avoid some congestion on Sun Road and popular trails by traveling early or late in the day. A 61-year-old man died after a tree fell on him at a commercial logging camp near Lake Mary Ronan, west of Flathead Lake. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell says Randy Scott Drollinger of Kalispell died in the accident late yesterday morning. Bell says Drollinger was a crane operator, but was not on the machinery when the accident happened. Fellow workers began CPR and called 911, but air responders had to guide ground crews to the remote site on a mountainside. Bell said Drollinger was dead at the scene. 1 in 5 inmates in the Montana State Prison System are Native American. Part of lowering that percentage means taking a hard look at what's being done to help former inmates return home and not return to prison. Nikki Willette reports.
Attorneys from the U.S. Department of Justice met with tribal leaders on the Flathead Reservation to identify strategies that are working well to reduce disproportionately high incarceration rates for tribal members.
Reentry starts at entry into the criminal justice system.
That's Ann Sherwood, managing attorney for the Tribal Defender's Office of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai Tribes. Last fall, the tribes received a federal grant to create the Flathead Reservation Reentry Program, aimed at helping former inmates stay on the right side of the law. It emphasizes connecting them to community and culture to keep them from going back to prison. The program is hailed as a successful model for taking a holistic approach to supporting offenders re-entering their community. Though Sherwood says she hasn't found a specific tool for supporting Native American offenders, she's optimistic about the first few months of the Flathead's reentry program. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.
Montana's snowpack is basically as good as it's going to get this spring. That's normal for early June. But what's not so normal, according to Lucas Zukowitz, is how quickly it's melting off.
In general, we really did start our melt at the beginning of April. We really like to see that occur sometime between the mid and end part of April. And it's basically resulted in us moving our snow water out of the mountains a little bit early this year.
Zukowitz is a water supply specialist with the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Bozeman. He blames the faster-than-expected melt on a series of high-pressure systems that regularly brought warm air into the region. By June 1st, he says 25 to 50% of the annual snowpack typically remains in the mountains. This year, however, only 10 to 40% of that snowpack remains.
And what that means is it's been able to be caught in our reservoirs, but really we've seen our flows in our rivers up above average, really, since the beginning of April, and they stayed that way until about the end of May. Now we're starting to see the snowpack run out, and we're going to see our flows in our rivers start to drop for the summer.
Zukowitz says Montana's typically sparse summer precipitation will play a critical role in stream flows later this summer. Primary races pitting Republican, conservative, and moderate candidates against each other could determine which faction steers the state legislature in 2017. The outcome of today's primary could decide if GOP hardliners will control the agenda at the Capitol in January. Republicans have an 18-seat advantage over Democrats in the House and an 8-seat advantage in the Senate. Moderate Republicans have formed voting blocs with Democrats over the past two legislative sessions to advance or stop key bills, to the anger of the conservatives. There are about a dozen key matchups between conservatives and moderates that could foretell the next session's ideological bent. Authorities say a federally protected grizzly bear has been illegally killed in eastern Idaho, and they're offering a reward of at least $5,000 for information leading to the person or persons responsible. The Idaho Department of Fish and Game says it's working with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to learn more about what happened in the killing of the young grizzly bear in Island Park. Officials say the Citizens Against Poaching hotline received a tip on Saturday, and investigators located the decomposing carcass in the Caribou Targhee National Forest. I'm Cole Grant.